every year, Indiana Landmarks sends out to media and to their members and legislators all around Indiana what they consider the 10 most endangered building structures in our state. Buildings, structures that are a part of Indiana's history, particularly as Indiana comes awful close to our bicentennial, our 200th anniversary as a state. A year ago when they put it out, they put out the alarm that the Flanner House homes might be in danger because somebody was trying to build a large superstore at 16th and Dr. Martin Luther King. They would have taken out a number of those homes. The outcry that came out of the community, among other things, helped to keep those homes out of the wrecking ball. This year, when I got the list, I found another part of our Hoosier history, and it's called the West Baden Colored Church. And don't let that adjective on church throw you off. This is a church that has been a part of the West Baden and French Lick community for a long, long time. It is endangered. It was a church that served the African American community of West Baden and French Lick down in Orange County, south of Bloomington. It is one of the 10 most endangered structures this year in Indiana Landmarks estimation. Marsh Davis is the head guy at Indiana Landmarks, and we have on our live line Greg Sekula. He is the director of Indiana Landmarks Southern Regional Office down in Jeffersonville, Indiana, which means he's closer to West Baden and French Lick and knows a little bit more about it. Guys, welcome.
Thank you, Amos. Good to be here.
Thank you.
Greg, let me first ask you, why is this church, this structure, important not just to the history of the African-American community in Indiana, but in Indiana history?
Well, I think first and foremost, the building type itself, these small rural country churches that I think we can all picture in our minds, the clapboard church with the central tower, is a disappearing feature of our rural landscape, particularly as we become more of an urbanized type of society. These small congregational churches that were in many ways the mainstream in Indiana, particularly in our small communities, rural communities throughout the state, are rapidly disappearing. And this certainly is a kind of a poster child for that. But what gives it added richness is, of course, its rich connection to the African-American story in French Lick, West Baden. I think many of your viewers are familiar with the two landmark hotel buildings that are there in French Lick and West Baden. And the story of those two hotels would not be complete without a real indication of the importance of the folks who served in those hotels as porters, as maids, as chefs, and other parts of the support staff, and lived and worked in these communities. And as part of living and working in these communities, they went to church here as well. And this is the last vestige of that connection to the large African-American community that at one time was present in Orange County.
And Marsh Davis, I'm looking on the website, indianalandmarks.org, and I'm looking at a picture of this church. And Greg had it pegged. This is an example of the church architecture that represented America in the late 18th century and the 19th century, in the early part of the 20th century. Not just for the African American community, but all across this country.
Oh, that's correct. And we've had the pleasure of working with other churches like this. Another famous African American church is St. Stephen's in Hanover. In fact, when I saw the picture of the church in French Lick, I thought, well, that's St. Stephen's. They're very similar. But that was one we had a great success in reviving. But it is a challenge because people today want more modern conveniences. Most of these churches were just one-room structures, you know, without the amenities, things that people have come to appreciate, such as restrooms and the like.
Now, Greg, I understand this was an active working church until 1991 when the congregation dwindled to like a member.
And then that's correct. In 1992, the last surviving member of the congregation actually work to help transfer title of the church to the West Bean Springs Historical Society, which at the time hoped to kind of transform this building into a location that could be used for events as well as a place to display artifacts relative to the history of West Bean Springs.
I was when I read the information, I was kind of pleasantly surprised that when the Historical Society down in West Baden couldn't continue, they donated it to the city. And unlike some cities that kind of say, hey, I don't want to have anything to do with this, the city of West Baden kind of sheltered it. They don't necessarily want to own it. But the fact that they stepped up to the plate to, you know, to keep it, you know, intact, I think says something for that community.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the town fathers do recognize the importance of the building. I think, like many communities today, local governments who are struggling in these financially difficult times, they recognize that they don't have the resources to necessarily put the funding into repair of a building that they don't necessarily have an end use for. So. Mm-hmm. We worked with them early on to at least initially develop a request for proposals. At the time, because of they are a municipality, they are bound by certain state laws relative to the disposition of property. And unfortunately, we were unable to find anyone at that time that was willing to take on the project. And so the building has sort of sat fallow since 2011 when the town received the property. And we hope that this designation through our 10-most listing will spur some creative thinking and thoughts from people around Indiana as to, you know, someone who might be willing to step up and come up with a creative adaptive reuse for the building and work with the town of West Baden as well as Indiana Landmarks to see that vision come to reality.
Marsh Davis, obviously there's still there's the hotel and casino down in French Lick in West Baden. Any indication that they might be willing to assist, maybe not do the whole thing, but kind of assist and help, you know, put their arms around this historic landmark?
Not sure that the direct assistance, but clearly the very presence of those institutions, the hotels, the casino, has been responsible for the revitalization of the Springs Valley. I mean, something like $500 million has been invested in those two little towns, which is in itself absolutely remarkable. I'm confident that some new use will come for this building with all the economic revitalization that's going on.
Anybody talk to French Lick and West Baden's favorite son, Larry Bird? You know, Larry got a few. He might have a dollar or two stashed away somewhere.
Well, maybe he'd like to form a congregation.
I would love a call from Larry Bird.
No, seriously, anybody talk to him? I know right now he's a little busy. He's a little stressed out. You know, he got a playoff thing going on, but that would be something even if he were part of a committee brought together.
Absolutely.
What can listeners do? You know, people that are listening, you know, hearing about this, you know, a part of history, because I think these hotels back in the day in the late 19th century, early 20th century, people came. There was like a special, I guess, railroad line that brought people directly to the hotel. This was a big thing. If you wanted to chill out and relax, there was no Las Vegas, there was no gambling, but if you wanted to relax and chill out, you came to West Baden.
Well, there was a little gambling going on, but it was not legally it is today.
It was a little okay. So this was the place. This was the place people hung out.
Right, the mineral springs from this region, you know, really started attracting people by the middle of the 19th century, and that's when some of the first hotels started to emerge there in the Springs Valley. And you know, of course, it reached its heyday in the early 1900s with the opening of the French Lick Hotel and then the West Baden Springs Hotel in 1902 after a devastating fire. And Mr. Sinclair, who was responsible for it, you know, really capitalized on that tourist mecca and, you know, some of the most celebrated personalities of the early 20th century, came to West Baden and French Lick and spent some time there.
We're talking with Marsh Davis and Greg Sekula of Indiana Landmarks. Marsh Davis, is it unusual, particularly a small town, to want to help to preserve the history of its minority community? I know in a large town, it's kind of normal, but in a small town, whether it's Indiana or Nebraska, it just struck me as, first of all, wonderful, but unusual.
It's getting more and more usual, which is good. Okay. I think it reflects what we in historic preservation have been trying to achieve over the last couple of decades, really. I think many people, when they think of historic preservation, they might initially think of it as trying to preserve the places associated with wealthy people, mm-hmm. wealthy white men particularly. The movement has broadened so much so that that we're telling a story, and this is an example of that, where yes, we could easily tell the story of Sinclair and Ballard, who had the hotels down there and who were the power bearers at the time. But to tell the whole story or a completer picture of the community, we need to look at all the people who lived there. And this church is an example of that type of broadening of the preservation movement.
Is there anything listeners can do? Is there any kind of fund or holding fund where if somebody wanted to donate $10, $100, $1,000, or even, $5, just mm-hmm. to help upkeep the building, Greg, where would that go? Or is there any
landmarks? We are fortunate in that we do have an African American Landmarks Fund that is established, and we certainly would welcome the opportunity to take donations to help with the effort. The building is in need of some stabilization. There are some challenges. Our most notable challenge with the structure is there's some structural concerns with some of the outer walls that are bowing. There's been quite a bit of work put into the building over the last two decades, including a brand new basement foundation. There's been a new roof put on it, so the building is watertight, but there are some additional needs that need to be addressed, and we may have to look at trying to address some of those needs with the building in order to help entice a buyer. So, any funding would be welcome to help with that.
Would that include if there are minority contractors that are listening that are willing to, put some of their workers and go down to West Baden for a day and look to see, what they could do on an in-kind basis? Is that allowed?
That certainly would be something we would be very open to, yes.
All right. All these minority contractors are sitting around here, and not only here, but down in southern Indiana, down the Jeffersonville area. Maybe when they're done building the tunnel and the bridge, or on their day off from building the tunnel and the bridge from Indiana to Louisville.
That's right.
That might
nice change of scenery there in the scenic hills of Orange County would be a welcome respite from the work on the bridges down here in the Jeffersonville area.
Because here in a minute, the highway will be done. You can get down there on a little wider highway than that two-lane road that goes down there.
That's right.
Marsh Davis, where can people call or get more information?
Well, the Indiana Landmarks website is indianalandmarks.org. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 800-450-4534, or if locally, 639-4534.
And we'll get that link to the African or information on the African American Fund, and we'll put that on our website as well. It is a lovely church on their website, indianalandmarks.org. They've got some great pictures of this church, and it is a part of Indiana history, our bicentennial history. It's also part of the African American history, because come on now, this was back in the day, and they had the hotel, so who took care of the hotel and the guests? It was us. And this is a part of our history that we need to maintain. So if you want more information, you can call Indiana Landmarks. They'll pay for the call toll-free at 1-800-450-4534, 1-800-450-4534, or locally 639-4534, 639-4534. The website is indianalandmarks.org, indianalandmarks.org. And, Greg, is this church like on a major? It's not in downtown West Baton. Is it like on the outskirts, in the middle of the town, or what was the black community down there?
No, it is right in the heart of town. It's not right on the main kind of the main street there, but for those who are exiting the hotel, if you are kind of going through the grounds of the hotel, getting back out onto State Route 56, you will see the church ahead of you on the next block over. And
so this was a black
site that has some visibility. It's right across the street from the new CVS drugstore that was built a couple years ago. And so I think the exposure there is something that could be a real benefit for an adaptive reuse of the structure.
Somebody ought to talk to the CVS Foundation, see if they can give a dollar or two. As much stuff as black folks buy out of CVS across the country. I'm giving you all these leads now. You don't have to give me a finder's fee.
We appreciate that.
And a church that was not hidden away in the colored community. This was right in the town where everything else was, which may say something about West Baton. Marsh Davis and Greg Sekula with Indiana Landmark. Guys, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for great ideas. We got a whole strategy now.
telling us about all of this. Appreciate it.
Thank you for bringing attention to it.
All right, 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. We've got a lot more after these.